Hey there, welcome back to another Ask Megan segment. On Fridays, I am quickly answering your burning questions about your body and your self-care habits because I want to help you get unstuck in simple ways so that you can gain that confidence that you need. So let's jump straight in and hear the question of the week.
Hi, Megan. This is Heather, and I have a question about how to get back on the wagon when it comes to exercising and working out. I have had long seasons of my life where I'm very consistent with exercise, but what I've experienced lately is I get an injury or a physical setback, and I don't know how to jump back into it. So for instance, right now, I've been dealing with some bad tendonitis. I've been doing like summer projects around the yard, and it's making my tendonitis in my elbow flare up. And I love doing weights, and I really feel like it does a lot for my body, but the idea of lifting a weight right now with my left arm where my elbow's hurting just sounds excruciating. So how do I jump back into workouts when I'm dealing with something like this?
Okay, Heather, I am going to set my timer because I know with this question, in fact, you're asking two questions here. I could potentially turn this into a 60-minute long episode, but I'm not going to. I want to make it quick for you. So the two questions that you're asking here are really about tendonitis and then getting back into a workout routine safely and sustainably, really. Okay, so let's deal with the tendonitis issue first. So you probably have what's most likely like tennis elbow. It's really common, especially when you're gripping things a lot and you don't have the strength to do that much gripping and carrying and holding. And those tendons right at your elbow can become really inflamed and cranky. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of that, not just working around it or sweeping it under the rug. So many of you moms listening to this right now, you have tendonitis issues, whether it's on your shoulder, your elbow, your knee, and it can be fixed. You just continue to sweep it under the rug rather than addressing it, okay? So what we want to do, we want to bring that inflammation down. Initially, a little bit of inflammation is okay. It helps heal it, but if it's been going on forever and ever, we got to do what we can to get this to reduce, okay? So I want you to ice it every single day, at least once a day, if not two or three times a day. I also recommend that you put some CBD balm on it. That's really helpful for inflammation. Take something like ibuprofen, anti-inflammatories, that can really help. You can also try doing a wrap for tennis elbow. So a really nice tight wrap around that spot. It can help reduce that discomfort. And then you can slowly build up the strength. If it's still not working, you know, with the anti-inflammatory efforts, go see a physical therapist, please, 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 because they can really help this go away. So don't sweep this under the rug because, like you said, having tendonitis is preventing the rest of your body from training, from working out and being in good shape. So it's kind of this spiral issue that keeps spiraling down. So we want to make sure that we address the inflammation. Now, on the flip side of things, how can you get back into a workout routine safely? While you're taking care of your tendonitis, you can actually start working out again. I recommend body weight only exercises for now so that you don't have to grip anything with your hands. Sometimes weightlifting, holding a dumbbell with like a goblet hold, or even using like a weight vest is a good idea. That can sometimes work, but for now, there's so much that you can do with just your body weight only, where you don't need any equipment, okay? So that's where I suggest that you start, especially since it's been a little bit since you've been training on your own. So jump back in with just body weight only exercises for now. There's so much you can do with just body weight only. And then gradually, as you build, you will get stronger again, and then you can slowly over time introduce those weights back in. Hopefully by then, your elbow is not as inflamed and it can handle that little bit of extra load in a safe way. Definitely start with much lighter weights and then gradually build up. So as far as your workouts, baby steps, my friend. A few simple exercises a day and then gradually build. It can be as few as like four exercises, and then you just kind of slowly build on that over time. And I recommend really committing to doing something every day. Try to get into that routine of you do something every day for your body, some sort of physical activity, whether that's going for a short walk, it could be a few strength training exercises, or it could be just a few stretches. You don't necessarily have to do all of that combined, but just showing up and doing something every day. In fact, this is how I've completely designed the Jumpstart 30 program. I don't give you a ton of things all at once. We do some strength training exercises one day. Another day, we might only do stretches. Another day, we might only go for a walk. So that's a really great way to kind of get back into it without trying to do everything all at once. Because really what's important is that you need to establish a routine first before you dial up the intensity. Most people jump straight to the intensity part and do something really hard because they're like, I want a workout that really moves the needle. You know, I want a workout that's going to make me sweat and burn a lot of calories and make me feel like I'm getting results. But they jump straight to that before they ever establish a routine. I would rather you go much slower and focus on establishing just that daily routine of I get up, I go do this, I take care of my body, this is what I do. Like that routine is so important. Do not underestimate how important just having that routine is. Once you have a routine in place, then you can slowly start to ratchet up what your activity actually is. And then what I do recommend doing is kind of like what I include in my Jumpstart 30 program is that make sure that you're prioritizing functional strength training movements. If you are doing strength training exercises, make sure it's not just like little spot training stuff, like a bunch of calf raises and bicep curls and little things, because that just takes forever. And it doesn't transfer to daily living. So if you're doing something that's functional, more like squats and bridges and planks, you're going to feel the immediate effects of that, the immediate benefits in your daily life, and that's going to motivate you to keep going. You need those little motivators anywhere you can get them, okay? Because anytime you feel a little bit of results, it's going to motivate you to keep going. So that functional style of strength training is where it's at. So I'm just about out of time, but hopefully that helps you with both the tendonitis issue and just getting back into a good strength training routine. Keep in mind that even if you start slow, it doesn't mean that that's where you're always going to be. It might be a slow build, but this is a journey. You don't have to get to the finish line today. So it's okay if right now it's just like an 8-minute workout. What that's going to turn into and blossom into down the road is going to be something really wonderful and well worth doing. But where you start now determines whether or not you make it there. Okay. And I want you to make it there. All right. Awesome questions, Heather. Thank you so much for sending it my way. And by the way, if this topic spurred on something else in your mind, or maybe you have another question that you're like, I just have been dying to know this. Don't be shy. Please send me your question. All you got to do is go to vigeofit.com/ask and you can leave a voicemail for me. You can even just take a quick like selfie video, which is really fun too. Okay, so head on over to that, leave me your question and I'll answer it on an upcoming episode. All right, friend, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time.